Is gumbo good for planting things?
No, they went to two.
And the flat land next to a river or stream that's...
The delta.
Huh?
Delta.
Okay. Or just next to a creek that's...
The bank?
What about lowland or bottoms? Did you ever
swamp?
Hear?
Swamp.
Okay. What about bottom land? Did you ever hear that?
The swamp land.
That's
bottom
the same.
Land, it's like you associate the two. Mm-hmm.
Can you plant on it at all?
If it's well drained, you could do it, but normally it has to be, a lot of engineering goes into it.
How would you drain it? What would you dig?
Ditches. Ditches.
What would you call something like a ditch, only big enough for a boat to go through? Or if you cut it out like a ditch that was...
Yeah, what would be a ditch?
It could still
canal.
Be...
Canal.
Huh?
Canal.
Okay. And land that's used for raising hay, you'd call that a...
Hay field.
What about meadow or prairie?
Meadow. Farmland. Meadow. Yeah, the meadow. You don't use meadows, not... You don't use meadow around here too much.
How does that sound to you? Like something...
It sounds something like Yankee talk.
And what would you call swampy land that's salt water?
Brackish.
Okay. Did you ever use the word marsh?
Marsh.
What's the difference between a marsh and a swamp?
Well, they're almost the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Marshland and swampland is about the same thing.
Would they have trees growing in them?
Oh, yes. Some of them very, very... Many, many trees in the swamps and the marsh, too.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly in swamps, golly.
Say from down a slope or something, if you'd had a rain and the water had carried off some of the dirt, it would leave a little, what it would have cut out.
Gully.
Huh?
Gully.
How big would a gully be?
Probably be small. It wouldn't be very big.
What would you call something similar to that, only real deep and narrow, where a lot of water had washed a lot of the land away?
I'd call it a deep ditch.
Okay. Do you ever call it a ravine or a hollow or a wash?
I'd call it a ravine. Call it a wash. You wouldn't say ravine too much.
How does that sound? Is that Yankee talk too?
Well, it's not used to get downhill.
Uh-huh. A small rise in land would be a...
An elevation.
Or a... Say his house.
A little hill.
Huh?
A hill.
Any other name for hill? Say to open the door, you take hold of the door.
Like the handle of the door? Open the door?
Or the door. Well, you could say handle, or what's another name?
The knob?
Do you ever use the word knob talking about land?
Not down here.
And something a whole lot bigger than a hill would be a...
You could go to a mountain.
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp is the...
The valley?
Or, no, it kind of hangs over. Like his car went over the...
The hill. Went over the ledge. The ledge.
What
the edge of a ledge. A-D-G-E. Ledge.
Did you ever say rock cliff or cliff?
Went over the cliff, yeah.
Talking about several of those.
You don't have too much down here because we don't have any cliffs about anything.
Well, talking about the cliff, if you're talking about more than one, you talk about several
cliffs.
And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you call that a... But still up high.